What's so funny? Why, Friday Follies, of course, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode originally released December 25th, 2021. And that means it's the Bells in the Battery Christmas Special 2021.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard?
He's coming to town.
Our holiday festivities begin in a talent agent's office back in early 1959.
Come on in, kid. Come on in. Time is money. Let's get this done. Your name is Dave Seville?
Seville. Dave Seville. I've got this great act.
It says here it's an animal act. We don't need no animal acts.
But you see, these animals sing.
They sing?
Yes, they sing.
All right, knock me out. This better be good.
It is. You're going to love it. Hit the music.
All right, sloths. Ready to sing your song? Okay, Simone?
Okay.
Okay, Toreador?
Okay.
Okay, Havlin? Havlin?
Havlin!
Okay!
Christmas time is here.
Dave!
Time for toys and time for cheer.
Dave, sweetie.
We've been good, but we can't last.
Okay, hold it. Hold it. That's enough. What? Sloths?
They haven't gotten to the funny part. See, Halvin wants a hula hoop.
A what?
It's a toy that...
How long is this song, anyway?
About 8.5 minutes.
Holy jumping jingle bells. Listen, pal, when you get a song that has animals that are cuter and faster, come back and see me. Until then, squam!
I really thought this was going to work.
Don't be discouraged, Dave. We'll find the right animals for this song.
Thanks, Alvin.
How about guinea pigs? They're cute and cuddly.
Maybe I should try insects.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who would want to listen to the Beatles?
Yeah, you're probably right.
So that's your contribution to the big Christmas special, Mr. Bell?
Yeah, see, it's a spoof of a classic song that...
Well, that was really nice, Mr. Bell, but now we can get to the good stuff.
The good stuff.
Brad and I have written a Christmas play.
Both of you?
Yes, a great Christmas play.
And you wrote this together?
Oh, no.
We wrote it separately.
You wrote one Christmas play separately?
Yes.
So you really have two Christmas plays?
Technically, yes, that would be true.
You see, together we came up with the idea, but after that, we couldn't agree on anything else.
So we both wrote the play in a way we thought would be best.
Which means it would be my play.
My play.
My play.
Oh, you wish.
Okay, guys, hold it.
Mine.
Mine.
So you want me to decide which one we're going to use?
Which would be mine, because it's a fun Christmas adventure.
How cliche. It would be mine, because mine's a hard-boiled detective story.
A hard-boiled detective Christmas story?
It's something the world has been waiting for.
Since when?
Guys.
Since I wrote it.
Guys, it's obvious that there's only one way to do this.
Yeah. Choose mine.
Hand me your script, Arnie.
I win.
I demand a recount.
Hand me yours, Brad.
That was a fast recount.
Which one you gonna use?
Yeah, which one you gonna use, Mr. Bell? Which one?
I'm going to use both.
Both?
I'm gonna take the two scripts and shuffle them together thusly. This is the play we're going to do.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Well, now we just need to cast it. I got dibs on...
I've written down all the characters on these slips of paper, and we're going to pick them randomly out of a hat.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
I think it's perfectly fair.
Can we at least use my hat?
Too late. I put him in this Homburg. Everybody draw.
All right.
I didn't know you were a Homburger.
Everybody should have your parts now, so let's get started.
Our story begins at the North Pole. Oh, the first part is Arnie's script.
Which means we'll hold on to our listeners at least a little longer.
Do I really have to narrate this segment?
It's the part you drew, so read it.
All right. Preparations were underway for Santa's big trip. Blah, 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 blah,
I didn't
blah,
write blah, 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 blah.
I'm improving your script.
Just read it as it is, Brad.
All right. Where was I?
I think it was blah, blah, blah.
It was Santa's big trip.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Santa's big trip. When suddenly...
Santa, we've got a problem.
Oh, is that Mr. Bell?
That was my line. I picked the elf.
That didn't sound like an elf.
Yeah, Mr. Bell, you need to sound like an elf.
Well, that was my interpretation of what an elf...
You gotta sound like a narrator, you gotta sound like an elf.
All right.
Santa, we got a problem.
That's your best elf?
Really, Mr. Bell?
Look, that's my elf. Just live with it.
Pretty lousy elf.
You want to be the elf, Brad?
No. Fine.
All right, let's pick up where we left off. Santa,
we have a problem.
That voice is the problem.
Ho, ho, ho.
what is your problem, Elf?
You see why I really wanted to be Santa?
It's the reindeer, Santa. They have a problem.
The problem with this show is the casting.
Brad.
And the writing.
Brad.
So far.
Tell me, Sloppy the Elf, what is your problem?
My name is Sloppy?
Best thing Arnie's written so far in this.
It's the reindeer, Santa. They're grounded.
You mean somebody grounded them into reindeer patties?
No, Santa. They can't get from the ground up.
So they have been ground up.
This is as bad as something Mr. Bell would write.
Well, Mr. Bell set the bar.
And you ducked under it.
Let's continue, please, on the next page.
All right, this story is about to improve.
This is the part you wrote.
That's what I just said.
Well, at least I'm the narrator.
What? No, I want to be the narrator.
Brad, you were complaining about being the narrator in the last segment.
Yeah, but in this segment, the narrator is the hero. In the last segment, the narrator is just a guy who talks. You know, like those boring guys that talk for a living. No offense.
Plenty taken.
Come on, let's get this segment over with. We can get back to the good part that I wrote.
All right, here we go. Let me set up the mood music here.
My name is Marlo. Giggles Marlo. I'm a private elf.
Wait, hold it, hold it. Arnie can't do that voice.
Why not?
He doesn't sound like a detective.
Well, he's doing
it. He doesn't even sound like an elf.
That's the nicest thing you've said about me all year.
Come on, Mr. Bell. If I can't do it, can't you at least do it?
These are the parts we drew, Brad. These are the parts we're sticking with.
No.
Continue, Arnie.
Okay.
Or Giggles.
Where was I? Oh, I'm a private elf. It's a tough life. I needed a drink. I needed a lot of life insurance. I needed a vacation. I needed a home in the country. What I had was a coat, a pointy hat, and shoes with the toes curled up. So I put them on and went to my office. Wait a minute. Didn't you steal that line from a book?
I borrowed the line from Raymond Chandler.
Raymond Chandelier?
No, Raymond...
Mr. Chandelier must do books for people who like light reading. He's getting Chandelier...
Mr. Bell?
Yes?
Can I be excused for the rest of the year?
I guess Mr. Chandelier hangs around in fancy homes.
Only if I can go with you, Brad.
I'll go warm up the car.
Nobody's going nowhere till we finish this script. Okay, where was I?
You just quoted Raymond Chandelier.
Chandler!
Oh, right, okay. So I put them on and went to my office. That's where I met her. She was beautiful from the tips of her ears to her long legs. The longest legs I've ever seen. At least 4 inches. She said she was from the workshop. Claimed to be the head of the doll department. Ooh, she certainly had the qualifications. What a doll. Apparently, there was a problem with the reindeer. I asked her to elucidate.
You have a loose gait?
Elucidate!
A rooster ate?
Tell me her story.
Brad, this is where you start talking.
I don't want to.
This is the part you drew. You have to do it.
Can we at least turn off that music?
Just read your lines.
In the sexiest lady voice you got.
I'm gonna break your nose.
No, sexier than that.
I'm gonna break your nose.
That's it.
Mr. Marlowe, someone has been tampering with the flying reindeer food.
Oh, is that the food that makes the reindeer fly?
No.
Then why is it called flying reindeer food?
The food flies.
The food has flies.
No, the food flies. It zooms around the room and the reindeer fly around to catch it and eat it. That's how they learn to fly and increase their skills.
And you say somebody has tampered with it?
Yes, I said that, but I said it more clearly.
What kind of tampering has taken place?
Someone puts something in the food that keeps it from flying, and without flying food, the reindeer can't fly.
That's the best plot you could come up with.
I'd like to see you do better.
Ooh, you're gonna get your chance because the next page is from my story. Let's go. Oh, oh, oh!
I don't think you're reading that right.
Oh, sorry, I'm slightly dyslexic. Ho, ho, ho! What's the problem in here, elf?
Jay said. I forgot what my elf voice sounded like.
Doesn't matter. Whichever voice you use, it'll be lousy.
Jay said, we'll explain it this way.
See? Told you.
Hit it!
Honey wrote a song? Oh, no, no.
Ooh, what a pickle, Santa.
I'm gonna wait outside.
We got a big problem, oh gosh, and how? We got a bad batch of Purina Deer Chow. Now instead of flying, they just stumble around. We gotta find a way to get them off of the ground. You gotta help them, Saint Nick.
Think quick.
You gotta help him, Saint Nick.
Fix it quick.
Since the reindeer are grounded, they can't pull the sleigh. And Christmas will be here in just one more day.
I got a suggestion, and you can call me nuts. We could tape some rockets right onto their butts, like Wile E. Coyote.
Taped to their rears,
like Wile E. Coyote.
Any other ideas?
Fly, fly, reindeer.
Fly, fly, reindeer.
Try, try, reindeer.
Try, try, reindeer.
Fly high, reindeer.
Fly high, reindeer.
In the sky, reindeer.
Gotta get them up there.
Put propellers on the noses, add a couple of wings.
We could hire a helicopter which could pull them with strings.
We could shoot them from a cannon. That would be a surprise.
Have them stand on the transporter and then energize.
You gotta help them, Saint Nick.
Help them, Saint Nick.
You gotta help them, Saint Nick.
Gotta fix it quick.
Ooh, gotta get those reindeer airborne.
Get those reindeer up into the sky.
Ooh, gotta get those reindeer airborne.
Get those reindeer up into the sky.
Is it over? Safe for me to come back in now?
Yes, Brad, come on in.
They told Amy go a little faster without him, Mr. Bell.
How's that?
Well, he's always complaining. All the time complaining. He's complaining about this and complaining about that. I mean, what kind of person complains about things all the time? I mean, that's terrible.
What's Arnie complaining about now?
Can we just continue with the story? Arnie, I think it's Santa's time to talk.
Oh, yes it is. We will solve this problem or my name isn't Atness.
Atness?
Oops, there goes my dyslexia again.
Dyslexia.
Yes, how may I help you?
I said dyslexia, not Alexa.
I should have stayed out in the hall.
Who could have tampered with the reindeer's food?
A good detective will figure that out.
It's not your turn, Brad. This is still my part of the story.
Well, I'm hijacking it. This stupid story's gone on long enough. Let's wrap it up.
Brad, you can't steal the...
Just watch me. Hit the music. After a careful investigation, I discovered who the culprit is.
I'm supposed to do that part.
You've got the Santa Claus part. Don't be piggy.
Oh, I could do that.
Kermit, I want to do a solo on the show.
Not that piggy. Just do Santa.
All right, all right.
The nefarious no-gooder who sabotaged the food of the reindeer is him.
Whom?
He's standing right there.
There's nobody there except a snowman.
I'm no ordinary snowman.
It's Hugo the janitor.
Yeah, I owed him a couple of bucks, so I let him play this part in lieu of cash.
Is it my turn to talk again?
You got the microphone. Go for it.
I'm not a gopher. I'm a slush man.
Don't you mean a snowman?
No, I'm made more out of slush than I am snow. I'm Frostbite the Slush Man!
Frostbite the Slush Man?
I made it to where the reindeer couldn't fly so Santa Claus can't get out this Christmas! Ha 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 ha!
That's the big reveal.
Wait, I have one more, huh? You see, Frostbite the Slush Man is very jealous of Santa Claus. Yeah, Christmas is more than just about him.
Well, of course. Christmas is actually all about...
Me!
You? Wait a minute.
I want the TV specials. I want the merchandising bucks. I want the fame.
Shouldn't the point be that Christmas is all about...
Be quiet. I'm going to sing my soon-to-be chart-topping song.
Oh, no.
I'm Frostbite the Slush Man, and my face is now for sale. That's because Santa Claus is getting old and stale. You'll want me on your T-shirts and as an ornament on your tree. I'll take payola to sell Coca-Cola. Catch my special on NBC.
Gotta admit, I like the way this guy thinks.
Brad, come on. Christmas is all about...
Me, Santa Claus.
Has no one here watched a Charlie Brown Christmas?
No, we just need to figure out how he made the reindeers unable to fly.
Ooh, that part's on the next page that I wrote. Quick, turn the page.
Okay.
Turn the page.
Okay.
Turn the page.
Okay.
Ho, ho, hold it right there, you.
Like what you did with the hose there.
Show you what?
In my North Pole workshop crime lab, I figured out how you tampered with the reindeer food. I discovered that you mixed regular reindeer food with the flying reindeer food.
thereby diluting its reindeer flying powers.
Yeah, sure, that sounds good. Let's go with that.
Which means that any animal who weighs over 40 pounds who ate that food would not be able to fly.
I'm not sure I like where this is going.
So this year, instead of a bunch of large animals pulling the sleigh, we need a lot of little animals pulling the sleigh.
I knew it! I knew it!
And here they are, the cowlets. The little tiny cows introduced way back in episode 5.
My ending is a lot better.
Your ending had a lot of running around and gunfire.
Told you it was better.
Too late. Here they come. Hitch them up to the sleigh. It's the cowlets that saved Christmas!
Yay!
The story you have just heard is true. Only the names of the authors have been changed to protect the guilty. On December 24th, trial was held in municipal court in the city of the North Pole. In a moment, the results of that trial. Frostbite the Slush Man was found guilty of trying to usurp Christmas. He was sentenced to 5 minutes in the sauna.
Okay, Beth, it's Christmas time.
Oh, boy, my favorite time of year.
So that means that we gotta think about what... Who could that be?
Santa Claus.
No, it's a little early for Santa Claus.
Oh, darn it.
Hello.
Marshy, what'd you bring me?
Beth, you don't say that first thing. Let her come
in. I do.
Oh, I know you do.
Yeah, darling, I did bring you something.
See, she brought me something.
But you're not going to get it until Christmas Day.
That's no fair. That's too long.
That's the way it works.
Are you giving me claws?
Beth!
Can I shake it?
Can you shake it?
No. Yeah, can I shake it? I like to shake presents.
She can shake it.
She can shake it?
Yes, she can shake
it. See?
All right, here, shake this. Go ahead. You can stop shaking now.
A lot of times I shake them until I hear it break.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to get you to slow down a little the shaking.
Yeah, it's not going to break.
It's not?
No,
oh,
it's
boy.
Not.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
How big is a bread box?
Does this package look like it's bigger than a bread box?
No.
Do you know what a bread box is?
Where are you staying?
I'm going to get a motel.
Oh, but you stay here.
No, Beth, I think.
That is so sweet of you. I may just take you up on it.
See, Daddy?
That's so wonderful, Beth.
I just love being with my family.
Yeah.
I guess we have a nice sofa, so.
Yeah, you can sleep on it.
Yes, I can sleep on it.
That is so nice of you to offer.
As long as you don't mind the parrot making a lot of noise, you hear him back there right now.
And I think she brought her dog. That's a big dog.
Yeah, that's your big dog.
What's your dog's name?
Dixie.
Dixie.
That's right. Now, you'll notice she's got blue eyes.
Ooh.
Just like Daddy.
Just like Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind
are y'all related?
Yes, this is my sister.
No, the dog.
No, I'm not related to the dog.
You're not? Well, then how come she has blue eyes and you have blue eyes?
Yeah, how come the dog has blue eyes?
She's part husky.
Well, I'm just a medium myself, so.
Well, come and look at the Christmas tree.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You like it?
Yeah, you decorated it, didn't you, sweetie?
Of course. I'm the best decorator in the world.
Now, how did you know that Beth decorated the tree?
Because all the ornaments are about 3 feet off the ground.
I got you.
Because it's all pretty.
Yes, because it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. That's
and,
right.
And this
it's
year, you put up more ornaments than you broke, and I'm proud
that's
of you.
That's right.
Yes, you did. Yeah,
that's great.
Job.
That's
yes.
great. And you like the angel on the tree?
The angel is beautiful.
She made the angel.
I made the angel.
You did. You're very talented.
Thank
that's lovely.
You can tell it's an angel?
I can tell it's an angel.
See, she can tell.
It's got a
I
halo.
Can too.
What is
yeah, the halo is around its foot, but it's still
Wait,
a halo.
What's wrong with everybody?
It sparkles.
Yeah, how did you get it to sparkle?
I just put a whole lot of glitter.
That kind of explains that pile in the living room.
No, I made this at school.
Then what did you make in the living room?
An ornament.
An ornament?
Yep.
Did you put glue on a beach ball and roll it around in glitter?
That's my secret.
Because I see the biggest ball ornament I've ever seen hanging on the tree in there. And it's all glittery.
What are you wanting Santa to bring you this year?
An iPhone.
Whoa, 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 ho, 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 ho.
Oh, I like your imitation of Santa.
You like that? Yes, it's Santa having apoplexy. You're a little too young for an iPhone.
Well, it's not up to you, it's up to Santa.
No, it's up to the supply chain. They can't get the chips for them. The elves are trying to build
iPhones. Chocolate chips?
Yes, they're having trouble getting the chocolate chips. to put into the iPhones.
Oh, do you want to make chocolate chip cookies for Santa? Oh,
that sounds great. Nice save.
We'll make chocolate chip cookies, and then you have milk.
Okay, you have chocolate chips and milk.
And milk. Okay. Now, and then maybe a beer on the side.
I'm sure Santa would appreciate that.
Now, we are going to have to save some of them for Santa.
The cookies, that is. Not the beers.
Yeah.
And do you want to stay up all night and wait for Santa Claus? Let's see if he comes down the chimney or knocks on the door.
He would knock on the door. Do you have a chimney?
I'm not building a chimney.
I think you ought to.
I am not building a chimney. Can you say Merry Christmas to everybody?
Merry Christmas!
That was excellent.
And Happy New Year!
So say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Why are you looking at me that way?
I'm waiting for you to like start singing or something. I haven't figured that out.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Here we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay, good.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you for joining me and muddling through this entire Christmas special. The part of my sister Marcia was played by my sister Marcia. Gene Williams was Beth, and the obnoxious parrot was Babe the African Grey. You can catch his YouTube videos on the Babe the African Grey YouTube channel.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard.
Copyright 2021 by John Bell Creative, LLC.